We got a lot to do. Okay? All right. Okay, today I want to finish up that mahala that we started yesterday, the end of Shir, and then I want to finish up the sugya here regarding, Nir v'Nidchos. That means we have to turn the Yom, and we'll go back tomorrow to the Gemara that we'll skip today. We'll go back to it, because I want to finish up the sugya. Yesterday we had said from Rashi, Shittas Rashi, and Rav Shenka pointed out in the Sefer that the notion of dichui, when does the ballpark begin as to whether you're dealing with the kashas of Arba Minim, is yontif at night. Now we pointed out that you don't shake the lulav at night. So what do we care about the fact that it was deficient when yontif began at night? There were more berries and leaves. Well, we don't shake it till the morning. If the berries were eaten by a dog by the morning, it's fine. What's the big deal? Why does that constitute as a dichui? So here where we were Mechadesh, in the name of Shakti, is in the Sefer, that there's two tracks, and I left it on the board for that reason. The two tracks are called Zman Chiyuv and Zman Kiyum HaMitzvah. These are the two tracks. Zman Chiyuv is that when the ballpark begins for the Chiyuv, and the Chiyuv of Luvah begins at night. Obviously, you can't shake it, you'll get no points in Shemayim if you shake it at night. But the Zman Chiyuv begins at night. If there are more berries and leaves at night, you're in trouble. That's called Dichui. Question is, maybe you hold Dichui Mikari Dichui, which we'll see today, but it's not the Shem. But that's called the Zman Chiyuv HaMitzvah. The Zman Chiyuv HaMitzvah is when the morning, when you shake, or you get points in Shemayim. So, therefore, in the Sugya of Dichui, you look at what? You look at the Zman Chiyuv. And that's what Rashi means when he says Kiddush Olav Hayom. Kiddush Olav Hayom, the Bir Halacha points out from the Rashi, is when Yontif begins. And Yontif begins Kiddush Olav Hayom. Yom means day, but it means Halachic day. The Halachic day is at night. And therefore, if it's deficient at night, that's called Dichui. We pointed out Lamaisa, two other nafkaminis, and I want to finish up this Mahalach now, so let's get it clear. We pointed out that Taisus and all the Rishonim are bothered by Akasha. The Gemara says in Kedusha to Choftesim and Alf that a mother is exempt from saying to her son that he's circumcised. All the basis of that Torah is based on Osov Lo So. Hashem was Mitzav Avram, him and not her. So all the Rishonim are bothered by why does the Gemara need to dig up a Pasuk to potter why a mother's potter from being Maler son? Haray, it's a mitzvah session of Zman Groma. Starts at day 8. All the Rishonim are bothered by this kasha. And they're like 11 teretzim of that kasha. But the Rav Zatzal wanted to say his own teretz, and he said he thought the kasha could be answered like this. Mitzvah session of Zman Groma, that the chiyuv mitzvah is tali b'zman, not the kiyum. And the chiyuv is what? Is bein b'yom bein malayla. So since the chiyuv is bein b'yom bein malayla, that doesn't register as a mitzvah session of Zman Grama. The Kiyum HaMitzvah is only in the morning and the daytime. But the Zman Chiyuv is Bein B'yom Bein Belayla. Aye, till day 8. So we said it's a blank. That's what they say from Reb Chaim. Pshat and Taisus, Rav Katzev Shlita once said, Arman Ran Rabbein from Shalbin, that until day 8, it's a blank. The world of mitzvah of Mila begins night 8 and day 8. That's Zman Chiyuv. The Zman Chiyuv is at night and day. And therefore, there it registers, therefore, is not being called as Zman Grama. Until day 8, though, there's no Shem Aro. So since there's no Shem Aro, there's no mitzvah mila. The Chiyuv mila flows from a Shem Aro. Shem Aro only begins at the night of the 8th day. You remember we said that? That's why the Meshech Chochma says, Hashem talks to Avram Avinu all the time. And then when Hashem tells Avram Avinu, you got to do the mila, the next time he's talking to Hashem, he falls on his face. Says the Meshech Chochma, because an Aro. He was an Aro, because an Aro is disgusting. Once there's a Tzivu mila, then the Shem Aro comes up. So Memele, it's called a mitzvah sese. It's not called a mitzvah zman grama because the zman chiyuv is bein b'yom b'ilah. Zman kiyum a mitzvah is what?
Night.
The zman kiyum a mitzvah is in the morning. For purposes of mitzvah zman grama, you look at zman chiyuv, not zman kiyum. That's the Rav's answer. Then we took it a step further. What was a step further? What did we say that the Bavli says in Yevam Asayin Aleph Amin Aleph? A cut and aral. Tok Shmona. Can you anoint this skin with Shem and Shel Zayis? Yes or no? Yevam Asayin Aleph Amin Aleph. You know what the Yushalmi? Yushalmi leaves it as an open question. The Bavli, rather. The Bavli leaves it as an open question. What does Yushalmi say? It's mutter. Because it's not a Shem Aro. What's the Yerushalmi Suffolk though about? What's Yerushalmi Suffolk? At the night. What's going to be at night? Leil Shmini. Leil Shmini halach l'maisa. What's the story? The Shem Chiyuv comes into play. Just like you can bring a behemoth to be counted out in the pen, you can bring him in Leil Shmini. I can't be offered till the morning, but the Leil begins this Man Chiyuv. Jacob, you follow me? So you can bring the animal in the pen, Leil Shmini. So already we've said what? We said, and therefore l'maisa, it might be what? Leil Shmini, there's a Chovas Mila. And therefore l'maisa, he might be called a Shem Aro. And therefore Taka what? Taka, it would be Usher. So Yushalmi says, Tok Shmon is good. Leil Shmini what? Leil Shmini would be Usher. Okay? Because Lail is not Mechusar Zman. The Gemara says in Zvachim. Even though a Mechusar Zman is not Nicholas Ladir, Leil Shmini is Nicholas Ladir. Leil Shmini. So Leil Shmini is Nicholas Ladir. Now we said Ladina though. We said Ladina. What is the Ramah Paskin? That if you do a Mila Balayla, you need Tatavas Dambris. If you do a Mila Tok Shmoni, you don't need. We don't Paskin like the Ramah. You hold like the Shach. Bain Balayla, Bain Tok Shmoni, you need Tatavas Dambris. I took a Baal Tshuva, a 30-year-old man who had his meal at the second day of his bris. I took him to the Moel, he needed a Tavas Dam bris. We pass like the Shach, okay? All right, we got the Soma Mahalo so far. So what do we have? What have we been Masber? We've been Masber Rashi here. Rashi, Besukin, Adaf Lama Gimel. What else?
Mari Thomas.
What else did we say? What was before that, Lamaisa? Toises, the Gemara Kedushin about Mila. Gemara the Kedushin, the Gavi Mila. What's number three?
That's
number three is the Arel, Sach, Sach Tinok, Leil what? Leil Shmini. Let's go. Leiter. What else? Do Rebbe Lazar de Mila. What's the famous Rebbe Lazar de Mila hold? Dani, Mila on Zman on Shabbos is Doich on the eighth day, yes?
Yeah.
What about Heksher Mitzvah? To carry the knife through Rosh Hashanah. Does that Doich on Shabbos? Machloikas Tanoim to Rebbe Lazar and the Chachamim. Kuf Lamed Amalaf and Shabbos. We Paskin like the Chachamim, no, only the meal itself. All the steps before and the preparatory steps are not Doche Shabbos. Rebbe Lazar held it was. That's the parak, Rebbe Lazar and the Mila. So it's an interesting Yishayel and Yishalmi. In the end of the first parak of Rosh Hashanah, please get it. According to Rebbe Lazar, who says that Heksher Mitzvah is Doche Shabbos, what about Leil Shmini? What about Leil Shmini? Do you say only Biyom or the Heksher Mitzvah Doicha Shabbos? Or do you say what? Even Laila Shlifnei Zman is going to be okay. So that might be, what's the Suffolk depend upon? Do you look at what? Zman Kiyum or do you look at what? Zman Chiyuv. If it's Zman Chiyuv, then what? Why not? Halach L'maisa. Okay? You look at this Zman. When he allowed Heksher Mitzvah to be Doicha Shabbos, was it Doicha because of the Kiyum Mitzvah or the Zman Chiyuv? So let's Heksher Mila. Heksher mitzvah, docha, balayla, or lo? Okay. Now this brings us to what? This brings us to number five. The Gemara and Brachas. Everyone have it in front of them? Let's go. Everyone got the Gemara and Brachas? Let's see it. Okay, we want to read it. Everyone got it? Matthew, you got the Gemara? Let's see. Inside. Go ahead, Ibayalu. Read the Shiloh. Go ahead, Ibayalu. This is the fourth parak of Brachas. Go ahead. Here, Dr. Dreisinger. Matthew, hand this to Dr. Dreisinger. Okay, go ahead. Yibayelu, the Gemara of Shiloh. Go ahead.
Yibayelu, Tov, lo yispala mincha, ma'u, yispala arvish dayim.
Excellent. You miss mincha, you have to dive a ma'arif twice. What's the study, Asafi? Go ahead.
Im tirzi lomar, Tov, lo yispala arvish, nisala shachris dayim, vishu tichad yomahu.
It's all one day. You miss ma'arif, you dive a shachris twice, tichsiv. Aval. Oh, but this is from Mincha to Ma'ariv, a new halachic day. Maybe you're finished. Or maybe the notion of davening is that it's mercy, and therefore anytime you want to daven, you can cross into the next day. And therefore you can have tashlumen. Jacob, you with me? You got the Gemara? Gemara brachas. Let's see. So what's the Gemara's answer? Go ahead, Tashma. Come on, let's look inside. That's the psak. You daven tashlumen. If you miss mincha, no problem. We don't worry about the what? Batos mano. Over yomo batos karbana. We go with the rachamim. The second side. Go ahead. Frek the Gemara. Boskin kohelis. Something is crooked, you can't be remedied. Something's missing, you can't count.
Mugasal I
mean, your friends got invited to a bar mitzvah and you were excluded. If you're not included, you can't be counted. So what's the kasha? How can you have an institution of tashlumin? A crooked thing can't be fixed. The fact you miss mincha is crooked. You can't fix it. How can you have tashlumin? What's Gemara's answer? You never have a tashlumin and it's crooked when you mevatel mincha on purpose. Go ahead. You see, it said bottle. Someone bottle, you're a nullifier. You did it on purpose. Then there's no institution of tashlumin. When you do it b'shoigeg, that's tah. Then there's an institution of tashlumin. You got that? Many gedolei achronim ask a kasha. This is found in the Sefer Kur LeZahav. Why did it say bottle yomo? Bottle over yomo, bottle karbono. What should it say? Over zmano, bottle karbono. The tomet shel zachar. Can you offer it in the afternoon, the tomet shel ben arbayim? No. Can you do the tomet shel ben arbayim in the morning? No. Why did it say over yomo, bottle karbono? It should be over zmano. The Gemara should say, how can you make up a tashlumin from what? Shachris to mincha. You miss shachris. How can you dive mincha twice? It's a different korban. You hear that, kasher? Please get it down. Number two, the Rambam, at the end of the Shrushim, the Rambam lists one mitzvah to say Kriya Shema in the morning and the evening, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Ramban, in the end of Shorash Yud Aleph, the Rambam wrote the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he wrote Shrushim, he wrote Roots. In the end of the 11th root, Shorash Achadasrei, the Ramban is bothered by, why didn't the Rambam list this two mitzvahs? Kriya Shema Shel Shachris in the morning, Kriya Shema Shel Arvis in the evening. Why did the Rambam list it as one mitzvah? Should be two mitzvahs, not one. You got the kasha? Two kashas. One on the Gemara, and the other one is what? The other one is the Ramban's kasha on the Rambam. What's the answer? Okay, this is five. Kasha on the Gemara and Brachas. And six is what? The Ramban's kasha on the Rambam. What's the answer? You know what the answer is? This is the answer, Shetha said. The Zman Chiyuv. What's the Mechayiv? The Mechayiv saying Kriya Shema is the morning. Granted, there are two windows of time of the Kiyuma Mitzvah. There's one in the morning, one in the evening. But the morning is the Mechayiv for the whole day. Just like Shabbos. The beginning of Shabbos, Bein HaShmash, is the Mechayiv to observe Shabbos. So the difference is there's one Mechayiv, the Rambam says it's only one mitzvah. I'm only going to list it as one mitzvah. There might be a Kiyuma mitzvah, two tracks, but as a Mechayiv, there's one Mechayiv. And that's why the Gemara says, Overs Yomo, Bato Karbono. Because the day is the Mechayiv. The day is the Mechayiv. The Zman Chiyuv of Shneim is Shavit. Every Boker is a Chiyuv to what? To be Makriv of two Tmidim, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. There's a difference between Kiyuma Mitzvah. Let me give you a marshal to this, okay? Rav Shek, what did you say? Yes, Rav Shek says like this in Simon Yud. Now listen to this. I'll give you a marshal that he said. Shalosh Mitzvah Nistavi Yisrael B'chidisos and Laretz. Gemara and Sanhedrin Dafkaf Mitzvah. It's Yom Atzmut this week. Three mitzvahs Klai Yisrael commanded when we came in Eretz Yisrael. What were they? Limnos Lem Melech. What else? Lahach Rizaro Shalom Malek. To destroy Amalek, and number three, live no slam beis habechira, build a beis hamikdash. Let me ask you a question. How can the Gemara say three mitzvahs were Jews were commanded when we got there to Israel? Seems like we're only commanded to build the beis hamikdash after you've already what? Appointed a melech, and after you've destroyed Amalek. So why does the Gemara formulate it that what? There are three mitzvahs that Yidam are mechuyu as soon as they get there to Israel. Because the Mechayiv starts right away. The Mechayiv starts right away when we get there to Israel. The Kiyuma Mitzvah might have three different windows. They have to be done in chronological order. But the Zman, the Mechayiv, is when they get there to Yisrael, Donnie. And once the Mechayiv is when they get there to Yisrael, then you implement those three mitzvahs. This is the notion of Mechayiv. There's a Mechayiv. The Mechayiv of Lulav is when Sukkot begins at night. The Kiyuma Mitzvah is in the morning. The Mechayiv of Kriya Shema in the morning and evening is the morning. The Mechayiv of Yisrael Shabbos ben Hashmachos. Memeile, you see there's this notion of Mechayiv. Mitzvah says man grom. You don't look at this man kiyum. You look at this man chiyuv. Sach kot leil shmini. The yisur's shame oral begins at night. This man chiyuv. Hechshir mitzvah doch hashavas. Maybe it's also this man chiyuv. The meile. This is the chiddush that we're bringing out. That the Rambam says, Lamaise, if uses all one mitzvah, because there's one mechayiv. There's one mechayiv, Lamaise. Same machlekes exist by what? The Rambam lists one mitzvah, Tomit Shal Shachar, Tomit Shal Ben Arbayim. Why don't you list these two mitzvahs, the Rambam asks. Wait, end of what, Shorish?
You got it all.
Exactly, you see. Why don't you list these two mitzvahs? What's the answer? Because there's one mechayiv. When the morning begins, there's a mechayiv to say to have ku karbonos. One in the morning, one in the afternoon. So you list only one mitzvah. Hashtidos is lahachi. Now that we've arrived at this nekuda, listen to this. What do you say about what? Pesach Sheni. What do you mean, what do I say about Pesach Sheni? Is Pesach Sheni a separate Yom Tov? It's coming up soon, guys. Get out the matzahs. Pesach Sheni. We say Tachanun. The Rav said it's not on the list. The list in Shulchan Aruch of the days you don't say Tachanun, Pesach Sheni is not on the list, therefore the Rav said it. We say Tachanun, Pesach Sheni. You're on me, Matthew. It's your choice. I never opposed on it. I saw you shaking your head. Okay? Let's get it. Oh, you're saying, save me. You saved yourself. You saved it. This is right. Listen. Okay, listen to this. Nechluku atanoim, the getter achiyuv shall Pesach Sheni. Is Pesach Sheni a makeup, a tashlumen of Pesach Rishon? Or is Pesach Sheni a separate Yom Tov? Where is it in Pesachim? Tafsari Gimel Omer Aleph. Machloikis. What are the two nafkaminas that the Gemara gives? A cotton that becomes bar mitzvah between the two Pesachim. If it's a makeup of Pesach Rishon, then he doesn't have to do it, because he was a cotton for Pesach Rishon. If it's a separate Yom Tov, then he's got to observe it. What's the other nafkamina the Gemara gives? Girish and Iskayer. If a goy converts in the middle, if Pesach Sheni is a maker of Pesach Rishon, was a goy for Pesach Rishon, not mechuyev. If it's a separate Yom Tov, he's mechuyev. You got the two nafkaminas? If you look, one second.
It's in Chagig also.
Yes, correct. If you look in the Sifri, correct, Simi. If you look in the Sifri, what's the Sifri? A Medrash Halacha, Parsha Baaloscha. What does it say? What does the Sifri say? Different than the Shas, than the Gemara. It only quotes one nafkamina. Why does it only quote one nafkamina? Which nafkamina does it quote? Here. Excellent. Why doesn't it quote Katan Shehigdil? Because the Machayev, excellent Matthew, the Machayev of the Katan that became in the middle, who became a Gadol, the Pesach Sheni is a Tashlum in the Rishon, a Machayev for a Katan can kick in. Granted, this man Kima mitzvahs not till he becomes a Gadol. But in a Hanami, the first Pesach serves as a Machayev even for a Katan. He's a Yid. He's going to be a Yid. He is a Yid. He's not going to be a Yid. He is a Yid. Whereas by a Gir, okay, he's a Goy by Pesach Rishon. However, there's a Machayev. So the Machayev for a Katan can help you. Memeila. It's not a Mafreya. The Machayev of Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni is Tashlum in the Rishon, for a Katan can serve as a Machayev. It's my Kima Mitzvahs later for him. So this is, I want you to get that Pesach Sheni, according to Sifri. Please get it. Sifri, amazing Kiddush. The Sifri only gives one Nafkamina. So who says this Hasbro? Who says this Hasbro is the Netziv? The Netziv wrote a parish there. On the Sifri. This is what the Netziv writes in the Emek HaSifri. Beautiful deer. And this leads us, one second, Matthew. This leads us to what? This leads us to the following. This leads us to the Mordechai and the end of the Rosh and the Rosh at the end of Moy Cotton. What does the Rosh say in the Moy Cotton? Simon Sadi Bob. Please get it. What's the din if a katan, he quotes on the Maharam in Rutenberg, what happens if a katan becomes a gadol during shloshim for a parent? Or for a sibling? Lamaisa for that matter. What happens if a katan becomes a gadol during shloshim? So what does the Maharam in Rutenberg say? It's like a shmua krova. We observe shivin shloshim from the time he becomes a gadol. Mamish.
Yes, we can.
He does shivin and shloshim. Right, because he didn't have, he had no chiyuv to sit shiva. Oh, so that's the sheet of who? The Maharam in Rutenberg. What's the sheet of the Rosh? The sheet of the Rosh is what? Sheet of the Rosh argues. The Rosh argues in this What does the Rush say? The Rush argues on the what? On the Maharami Rutenberg. What is the Shita? Let's get it. Quotes from the Maharami Rutenberg, and then the Rush is Chaylik. He says, because what does the Maharami Rutenberg say? He says, don't tell me Bishas Misa so. He was not Ra'ui. What does he quote? Our topic. Aim Dichui. Eitzol Mitzvahs. So when he becomes Mechuyiv, he becomes Mechuyiv. So the Rush is Chaylik on this. The Rush says, not that way. The Rush is Yesh L'chalik between a mitzvah that's nidches and his goof that's nidches. Ain't dichu mitzvahs only by kachim. If the Adam is mechuyiv in mitzvahs, it's nidches aksha. When he becomes mechuyiv, he's mechuyiv. Person is not mechuyiv, he's not pushed off from a chiyuv lasos, it's a mitzvah. But b'shas chiyuv a mitzvah, if the Adam was dachui, then he's dichuiv yoylem. He says no. He argues the Rush. He says the kachim does not have to observe shiva v'shloshim. So it's a machloikus, the Maharami Rutenberg and the Rush. And the Rush was the Talmud of Maharami Rutenberg. Maharami Rutenberg was imprisoned.
Yeah.
And the Rush said, I want to get you out. He said, no, I don't want to do it. So when he died, though, he took him out. When he died, though, he took him out to the burial before he threw him. So the Rush had to argue with his Rebbe. Does a kutch in his gaddle talk shloshim, observe shiv and the shloshim, he comes bar mitzvah? Says the Maharami Rutenberg, yes. Says the what? Says the Rush, no. What is it predicated on the Maharami Rutenberg? Ein dichui etzel mitzvahs. Once you become roi, then do it. Okay. Now the kash is the following.
Wait, one second.
What's the lumdus in the Maharami Rutenberg? The lumdus in the Maharami Rutenberg is, when is the Mechayev of Avelis? When is the Mechayev of Avelis? When he was buried. When was that? When he was a cotton. I don't care. A Mechayev can work for a cotton. A Mechayev can work for a cotton. And he brings a raya from a cotton who became bar mitzvah in the middle of Shabbos. Did you see it inside? What's the raya to a bar mitzvah boy who became in the middle of Shabbos? Because why the mechayev of Shmir Shabbos is when? Ben HaShmashos, but he was a cotton then. I don't care. A mechayev for a cotton can work. And it can kick in when it becomes a gadol. Just like we said a mitzvah aveira for a cotton. Then we said the mitzvah sfira. In Sfira Zomer he had the whole malach for a cotton. That's the lumdus of the Maharami Rutenberg. Again, you see a usage. Again, you see a usage of Mechayev. A Mechayev for a cotton. The cotton legami shloshim in the Shita of whom? In the Shita of the Maharami Rutenberg. This is a Mahalik Godel, guys. You must get legami Mechayev. Zman Chiyuv and Zman Kiyum HaMitzvah. This all fits into what we call the Zman Mechayev. And that's exactly what's going on here with this Rashi. All starts from Shekidish Alav Ayom. Even though the lulav cannot be fulfilled in the mitzvah of Laila, but the Mechayev is Belaila. And that's the lumdus in the Maharami Rutenberg. Yes, Matthew, real quick, go ahead.
So is the Rush saying that the mitzvah wasn't nidches, but it was goof was nidches, and that's why the cotton is just...
Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's saying the goof, the vice, he's saying the lashon of the Rush, which I wanted you to see, says, b'shaschi v'mitzvah adam haya dachui. He was dachui, he was a cotton. As a gavri, he was deficient mitzvahs. He's nidchali oilam.
Whereas
dichui, our topic is on the chefsa. So lemaisa, once the chefsa becomes what appropriate for the gavri, then it should be mechuyev.
Yeah, because the Rosh says mitzvah nidches, you do it.
Yes. So vis-a-vis the gavri, like we said, that's smarter. You follow me? Yeah. That's the chiddush. I want you to get this. Okay, Simi, you had a kasha? You got it? Okay, good. Now let's turn now. Based on this mahalach, I want to finish up this sugya now of dichui. Okay? So let's turn now to Amud Beis, because tomorrow we'll go back and do the section that we're skipping now, because the Amud Beis, it talks about Nir of Nidchet. Tomorrow we go back and we'll do that. Let's turn to Amud now to the two dots. Imiyat and Kosher. What'd you say? That's the mahalach about Machayev. Please get it. Okay? Let's turn to Amud Beis. Look inside. Svi, let's go. Imiyat and Kosher. Come on, we got to get this. We got a lot of mahalchim that we got to do. Let's go. We need to finish the totality of this sugya of Nirev and Nidche. Dichui. The institution of Dichui. Go ahead.
From where?
From the two dots. Let's go. Imiyatan Kosher. What does Imiyatan Kosher mean?
If
you take off the what? In the Hadas, it's Kosher. Go ahead.
The Ma'anayu.
When have you done this? Now, there's no doubt. In this segment, that it's being done in Erev Yontif. Imiyatun kosher. You did it in Erev Yontif. The next line in Mishnah is, Eimamat in Yontif. And then it said, well, what happens if you do it? What happens if you do it? Im Avram Lakhtan. We know that from Amar Aleph. Im Avram Lakhtan. Yes? So this segment, guys asked me that. It's Devil Tomei Erev Yomtov. But when did you do it? Go ahead. Go ahead. Demir Tanemus, when did you do it? Ilema. If it's before you did Aged.
Pshita.
Then Pshita that what? Of course it's kosher, because there's no what? There's no dichui, right? The ballpark hasn't begun. You didn't do Igud at all. If you didn't do Igud at all, then there's no problem. Then once you did Igud, it's fixed already. So there's nothing to talk about. So obviously it's Pshita that it's kosher. There's no doubt, as Rashi says. Look at the Rashi. Let's, guys, look at the Rashis. Yehuda, let's go. You had a kasha before? Okay, all right, look at Rashi. Pshita, go ahead, Svi.
Pshita, amai nifsilan lo min ha'asoy. Yesh contrary neged behechsher.
Yeah, because by the time you do egged, it was fine, but lo what?
Lo misham dicho yesh.
There's no problem with dichu yesh. Go ahead, yesh kan.
Yesh contrary lo kara shem mitzvah ala b'dichu.
Because when you put it together, it was fine, yes? Go ahead. Ella what? Ella. So it's Pshita that it's kasha. Ella. Ah, it's Basu, you tied it together. So it's Basu, you tied it together, what's the din? No, so it's Basu, you tied it together, what's the din? Why is it okay? If it's Basu, the Agde, read Rashi. Guys, look inside the Rashi. Kiva, look inside the Rashi. Yehuda, look inside Rashi. Ella what?
Ella Basu, the Gade. The Gade. The Ashminan, Hai Tana, the Lula, Mesoga. Lo Yalfinan, Le Misfile.
Oh, there is no din of tasav lomnasi because you don't learn lulav from sukkah that is asiyah. Mihu?
Mihu mishum dachoi havalan lemisalei.
Oh, we should pass it because of dichui. Go ahead.
Shari nikar lav shem hoshana psula.
Bishas what?
Bishas agidasa.
Oh, go ahead.
We machshir le shmamina dachoi meikar lav dachoi hu.
It got in the ballpark, Adam. Why? Because why did it get in the ballpark? Because it was done what after the egget. So it's enough to be called a dichui, but it doesn't passel the thing. So you see, dichui mikar is not dichui. I stressed so many times this morning. To be called dichui has to be in the ballpark. The question is, once I'm in the ballpark, does it reject the mitzvah? So no, we're saying it's called a dichui because you did it after the what? After the egged. When you put it together, there were more berries and leaves. But it doesn't reject it. Once I fix it, it's called dichui mikar lo havi dichui. Go ahead. Upashud? What does that mean? What does that mean, guys?
Originally.
No, what is Pashim Nifshim and Pag? We never skip, we're never embarrassed to say we're wrong.
Originally with
we're never embarrassed. Moidal Emes. That's what I spoke about in the Drush and Shul. You're Moidal Emes. You're never afraid to say we're wrong. Never. There are three ways you can treat something when you're wrong. You could lie and say, no, I'm right. Or you could say, you're right, I'm wrong, but you're angry inside. Or three, you could be happy about it. Vayita Veinav. Like Moshe Rabbeinu was this past week. Aaron said you're wrong, which I'm happy about. He had publicized everyone he was wrong. Your might out of him, you say it every morning in the sitter. Don't skip it in the sitter. Lolim Yehadam. Give me the sitter for a moment. You explain here. Lolim Yehadam. Yeah, the bigger one. Lolim Yehadam. It says, Lolim Yehadam, it's in the sitter, you're supposed to say it. Lolim Yehadam, you're Shemaim saying so. Umayda Emes. Vidoyver Emes Bilvavoy. Yashkiv Yoymar. You have to be mud on them to be happy about it also. All right, the stakes are high. Everyone's going to start thinking Moshe Rabbeinu was wrong about everything. Forget about it. It's either right or wrong, and I'm happy. I'm mud on them. It's like, yita beinu. Okay. So what does it say here? What is Nifshu Mnei Palga?
We had it in my father's
original. What is Nifshu Mnei Palga? No, what does it mean? Go ahead, Adam. What was Rabbi Yirmiyah Shiloh on Amar Aleph? What was Rabbi Yirmiyah Shiloh? Also, Bo? Also, both tomorrow be Yomtiv. So, what is the two shilas of Yirmiyah could have? Could be Dichui Mikara, then when Yomtiv started, it was what? Had no top. Or maybe what? Or maybe when Yomtiv started, it got what? Ripped off, and then it regrew on that day. So, he could have two shilas. Number one is Dichui Mikara, Dichui or not. And what's the second tier? Nir Vinir. So, says Rashi, half of it we've answered. The Nifshu Mine Palga, half of it we answered. What do you mean half of it we answered? Go ahead, Dibailan.
Dibailan, Yesh Dichoi, Eitzal Nitzos.
Oh, Ein Dichoi. Right, go ahead. Nifshu Mihacha,
the Dichoi Meikar on Lower Minan.
Ba.
The
Havi Dichoi. It's not a Dichoi. It's kosher. So one half we answered. Go ahead.
Velo Havi Dichoi, Ein Arm Kach.
No, lo havi dichui elim kein nira. Only if you're nira v'nidcha will dichui be a problem. Go ahead. Kol shenicha
kodim yontif kari dachay meikar.
Oh, anything that's nicha kodim yontif kari meikar. That's the sheet. Okay? So that's what he means. Matthew, you follow me? That's what he means. He answered half of the shiloh. People can skim that and say they don't understand it. And now we understand it. Half of the shiloh of Rab Yirmiyah was answered. You understand what I'm saying? There were two tiers to that. You got to get this. Jacob, you got this? There were two tiers to the shiloh. Was Dichui Mikar and also Nirav and Nidcha. Nirav and Nidcha and Nirav. So only one half has been answered. Okay? Go ahead now. What does Gemara say? Now the Gemara jumps. What are you talking about? Then Dichui Mikar Tipshut Minei. So then why do we answer one of the shilohs? Why don't you answer half of the shiloh of Rabbi Yirmiyah? Go ahead, you know what? Yeah, why did the Gemara, what did the Gemara say in the bottom, in the middle of Amud Aleph? Don't tell me you forgot already. Because you got a chazer. I also have to chazer. What did it say in the middle of Amud Aleph? Teiku. Said Teiku. Why Teiku? The Gemara Amud Beis says one of the shilohs you answered. The Dichu Mikar is not a problem. One of the shilohs you've answered. Right? We've answered it. That's what the Gemara is asking. Go ahead, read the Rashi. No, we didn't get up to it yet. Back to the Gemara. What are we saying? That really what? You fixed it up after Eged. If you fixed it up after Eged, why don't we say Dichui Mikar Lavi Dichui? Go ahead. Go ahead. What does that mean? That means that it's a nothing. That Egypt it's just a stam designation. It doesn't open any ballpark. Meaning, when did you do this? You did this in Erev Yontif, you did an Egypt, but it doesn't mean a thing. So therefore, this sheds no light on Dichui Mikara. Why does it shed no light on Dichui Mikara? Because when did you fix it?
Erev
Yontif. After you do the Egypt. But as long as you fix it by Yontif beginning, then that's not the route, that can't be called a Dichui. Matthew, you got me? That cannot be called a Dichui. To shed light on the shiloh with a Dichui Mikar is not a Dichui. It has to be in the ballpark to be called a Dichui. And this is not in the ballpark. Because the ballpark begins when Yontif begins, not when you do an Egid. You got what I'm saying? Even if you're a Lulav Tzorach Egid, it's only a Hazman of Alba. So at the end of the day, what does the Gemara say? At the end of the day, what do we say? At this point of the Gemara, we haven't answered what? We haven't answered any of the two shilohs. Read the Rashi. Leolam, take a look, guys.
Leolam basar de agudin. The cost of our egad has not, but olam balmai. The ein
agudaso.
Kriyas shame. Vios chalalav shame lulav.
That's exactly what we just said. You see that the aguda doesn't create any ballpark in order to create a psul dichui. Go ahead. The hilkach and therefore. So what does that mean? Afilu dichui meikara does not until when? Until Yontif begins. Go ahead. And then it's still in a state of psul when Yontif begins. Go ahead, Kevin. When the mitzvah, zman mitzvah begins, which is what? This is a little bit tricky in our lumdus. He doesn't mean really zman mitzvah. In our lumdus or Rav Shekla, what does he really mean? He really means zman chiyuv. Okay, that's what Rashi means. Came in the Mata Zman Mitzi, really in Zman Chiyuv, Velo Chazalei, and Zad Chazalei. Go ahead, Mikre what?
Mikre Dachay.
Ava what?
Mikmei.
Excellent, exactly. So therefore what? We've rejected everything, no Shiloh at all. Look at the Taisus, look at the second Tais, Leolam. Go ahead.
Lolam Basar, Dagina Yitzavar, Egez Mnebalmahu. Zu Girsa Sakuntris, Ve'in Sfarim.
The Is Sfarim. There are other Girses, the Garse.
The Garse, because Mikstavar, Lolam Ein Sarf Egez.
Oh, maybe old Lulu Vintzar Chalek. Go ahead. Vim Tim Salomar.
Salomar, Tzarech Eged Hizmanah.
Hazmanah Ba'amah doesn't mean a thing. It's just a Hazmanah Ba'amah. Go ahead. What does Toys say?
Lo Yiskon Klau.
Lo Yitachin Klau. This is impossible. He disagrees with Rashi. Why?
Rashi or the East Farm?
He disagrees with this farm. Correct. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Very good. Lo Yitachin. The Yitabainav. Lo Yitachin. Right? Go ahead. Oh, if you need Eged. Then it's Pasum Shum Tasav Lomanasi. E what? If you guys remember, we did this like the beginning of the year, this Taisus. When we did it the first few days of the year with that top Taisus. or the second or third Taisus. So what does Taisus say? I don't like having the gears of Lulav Tzarech Eged. Because if you say Lulav Tzarech Eged as Manahi, once you say Tzarech Eged, it should be possible for another reason. Not because of Dichui, but because of what? Tassav Lemin Asui. I would just say, well, even if you have that gear, so maybe you're not Yalfina Lulav Misuk. He's just making that assumption. No. If you learn it, you would have had a problem. If you'd have learned it, we had a problem. That's what the Gemara said in Amud Aleph. Okay? So Tosfos is saying that Lamaisa would have been possible for a different reason of Tassav Lemanasi, because when you bundled up, there were more berries than leaves. Okay. So we got this so far. So up till now, what? We understand that there's no, we haven't answered any Rababas. Rabbi Yishailas. We got to get to the next segment. Real quick, Matthew, go ahead.
No, but isn't the idea here what Tosfos was saying that, like, if you hold the Tzarech Eged, you have to hold this Tassav, you have to hold the Yafinan, because then you're holding.
You don't have to. We learned that in Amud Aleph. Yesterday we learned you don't have to. It depends whether you learn or not. Remember, that was one of the ways you learn the Machlokes Tanayim, whether you learn Lulav from Sukkah.
I'll just swear that if you hold Tzarech Eged, right, you can't say that it's just Hazmana Ba'amlo. Then why
sure you can.
Why
no, we said if it's Lulav Tzarech Eged Lamaisa, that doesn't necessarily mean there's a din of Tassav Loman Asui. The only way you could say Tassav Loman Asui is if you learn Lulav from Sukkah. You have to make that step.
So I'm saying then how would you put them together? That you hold
Hold Lulav Tzarech Eged, that you have to bind it together, but doesn't mean there's a din of an Asiyah that makes a Psu of Tassav Loman Asui. That's a step that the Gemara made on Amud Aleph. You don't have to say that.
How can you say it's Hazman Ba'am?
No, Hazmana Ba'alma means, that's what he's trying to say, Hazmana Ba'alma. Even though Lulav Tzarech Eged, he's saying it's a Hazmana Ba'alma. So I'm saying, Lumaisa,
Tosfos doesn't,
you can't say Hazmana Ba'alma if you learn Lulav from Sukkah. I'm just saying, that's an assumption that Tosfos makes.
So I'm saying, if you don't make that assumption, you don't learn Lulav from Sukkah, how would you learn the two together?
All you need to say for Lulav Tzarech Eged is you bound them together. Yeah. But if I bound them together with the more beer, it's not a problem, just fix it now. Fix it now. There's no problem with passing one else because I don't learn Lulav from Sukkah. Just fix it. You're right on one hand, I have to bind it together. There's no din of Tassav Loman Asui. Tosfos just says, if Yafinin. I'm just saying, okay, you don't have to necessarily do that. Like the Gemara did in Amud Aleph, right? That was the last approach that we did, which we'll pick up tomorrow, Blin Eder. We'll get back to that. But the Gemara said, Ibai Yisema, if Yoluv Tzarech Eged, Kuli Almi Yafinin Luluv Misukah, Luluv Tzarech Eged. That's how the Gemara presented it over there, right? We didn't get up to that. That's what we're up to. The one we got up to is Kuli Almi Lor Minitu, because there's a whole Melech, let's go come a flea. They're arguing that Nakuda. The next Ibai same holds if you hold Lulav Tzarech Eged, right? If you hold Lulav Tzarech Eged, the Kuliyami Afina Lulav Misukah, and you hold Lulav Misukah, so then what? Then, Lamaisa, that was the Shiloh, that's the Shiloh that we're going to get to, Lamaisa, we get to tomorrow. But remember I show you how to read that? Kuliyama Lor Mijuchal Mitzis, and everyone learns Yelav Misukah. Everyone learns Yelav Misukah. That's the Machloikis. He holds Lulav Tzarech Eged, everyone holds, you learn out. If you hold Lulav Tzarech Eged, everyone holds out, you need an Asiyah. So the Machlokes is whether Lulav Tzarech Eged. See, remember we point out, if you hold Lulav Ein Tzarech Eged, you don't even get to that Shiloh. You know what I'm saying? If you hold Lulav Ein Tzarech Eged, it's obvious there's no Tassav Loman Asui. Because you don't need an Eged anyway, right? Okay, very good. Excellent. Next segment of the Gemara. So that segment of the Gemara, Svi, please get this down in your notes. It's Klor, what was it talking about? Erev?
Yontif.
Erev Yontif. Don't mix this up. Clear it's talking about Yontif. Now, this next segment is talking on Yontif. Go ahead, look inside. How this sheds light on our Shiloh. Go ahead. What happens if you did do it? You're over Nisid Deram and Nisid Raisa. Remember what Rashi and Tais said it was Nisid Rabbanan? Who said it was Nisid Raisa? You remember? It was the Mordechai and the Miri. You remember that? It was the Mordechai and the Miri said it was Nisid Raisa. What was the Nisid Raisa? The Riva. The Riva is quoted by the Mordechai and the Miri. What was the Issa D'Raisa, Yehuda? Which Malacha? Makke B'Patish. Okay? Makke B'Patish, you put the nail in the wall. The last thing you do. Ein Binyan B'Kalim. But if I do Makke B'Patish, the last thing, I'm Chayiv. Makke B'Patish, one of the 39 Malachas. Shabbos, Ayin, Gimel, Amun, Aleph. List off all the 39 Malachas. Okay? Go ahead. So if you do it, it's kosher. Go ahead, let's see.
The
Ashkor Amos, when did it become black? Go ahead. The berries. If you say it was black from yesterday, then it's Dichui Mikar, it's Menumar, and we'll learn that tomorrow, but Numar is a problem, Hadar Rashi says. And therefore it's Dichui Mikar, and therefore what?
Not good.
No, read on, next line. Ah, and if you're saying that it's kosher, then it must be Dichui Mikar is not a Dichui, yes? Look at Rashi, please.
Hi,
Ha-mi-it-nu
Beyond the Kosher.
Right, even though it's Eged Kfar, because already on Yom Tov you can't do it because of what malacha?
Kosher.
So even though you did Eged already, but Lamaisa, since you're Miata and Yom Tov, it's kosher. So go ahead, Eshkor, Rashi. Guys, look inside of Rashi's. Go ahead, please, look inside of Kiva. It shouldn't be Yerakos, that's vegetables. It should be Yerukos. If they were green, it wouldn't possible. So we want to know when it became black. Go ahead. Dichui.
Mata zman
mitzvah. Oh, the zman mitzvah came, it wasn't fit. Dichui mikar. So why can't you bring a raya that dichui mikar is not dichui? Because it's kosher. It's good kasha. Very good. El lav must be. Back to the Gemara. Go ahead. El lav must be. Stop. El adishkor biyantav. He became black when? Anyantav. So it started off good, got bad, it became good again. That's Nirav and Nivchiv and Nira. Go ahead. No, read the Gemara. Nira. Go ahead. El lav, it must be.
El lav, this is Arch Biyantav, Nirav and Nivchiv.
That's Nirav and Nivchiv. So Shamas Mina, the Gemara says. You see that it's good. So therefore what? What are we asking? Either one of the halves of Rabbi Yirmiyahu Shali should answer based on this segment. Either the first one you should say, Dichui Mikar Lava Dichui. If you want to say it became what? Black on when? Black on when? On Yontif. So it's Dichui Mikara. Right? I'm sorry. That it became black on Erev Yontif, so that's Dichui Mikara. Yes? Dichui Mikar Lava Dichui, there it's kosher. Or it became black on Yontif, which would be a case of Erev Yontif. So answer the second tier of the Shali. Gemara scrappling. Why'd you say Teiku? You said take one on off, mashman both. Either one of the two you should be able to answer. It's unbelievable, this Gemara. That's why you can't learn on off without learning on base. You follow what I'm saying? You got to read it together. The Gemara's grappling. What on earth is going on? Take one of the two you should answer. The segment before we tried, we said, no, that's no problem. We answered it without a problem. It's saying it's Azman Abalman. So the one that Erev Yontif, when you took it off, shed no light on the Shiloh of Birmi. But the second segment of Miyatam Yontav, no matter how you slice it, one of the two shilas should be answered. This is how you understand what I'm saying? You got to read them and I'll put them based together. Matthew, you got me? So what's the Gemara's answer? Lo?
Lo,
all of the Ashkar Mikara, Dachar. No, the we go back to the what? The first stage. It's very interesting. If you guys are memorizing the Gemara when you walk to the classes, that in the segment after the two dots, what did it say? One, two, and then the Maskana went back to one. Then it got black when? On Erev Yontif. But if you notice in the segment before, it stuck with the what? Lebasar Agde. You know what I'm saying? In the Maskana's Gemara. Adam, you follow what I'm saying? In the first segment before the two dots, it said lo, it said Leolam, that it was Basar Agde. It stuck with number two. One, two, two. The one after the two dots is goes back one, two, and goes back to one. You follow me? It's how you memorize the Shackle of the Tar in your minds. Ella, read it again. Leolam.
Leolam the Ashkam Eikara.
So it was black from the original beginning of Yontif. So what should you answer?
Dachem Eikara, Dlo Havid Dachwe.
Tif should be no. You should answer that it's kosher and you see that it's not a problem. Dichem Eikara, about what?
Al Nira, Venidche, Chozer, Nira, Lo Tamshud.
Ah. So, however, that's an open Shiloh. So please get this down. Donnie, you got me? The Ron in the Dape Arif. What Daf was in the Dape Arif? You remember, Adam? Tetvav and Beis. Your Moskva also. Excellent. The Ron says that half of the Shiloh was answered. Remember, get it down in your notes. That Dichui could be. The Dichui Mikara is not Dichui. That's the Psak Halacha. However, the Shiloh of Nirev and Nidchev and Nire was not answered. So half of the Shiloh of Rabbi Yirmi was answered based on this segment. However, Taisvis argues. Read the small Taisvis, please, there. Tif shot
minei dachoy meikara, lo havi dachoy. Linon mitzvos, dav kadi kedeparishan.
Kedeparishan leal. What do you mean linon mitzvos? By kachim we say what? Dichui meikara, what? Is a dichui, right? But by mitzvos we're saying it's not a dichui. Remember we said we're comparing mitzvos to kachim. Do we or not? Go ahead. Uboi, what's boi? The shiloh, the what? The noctum, which was a maralif. You remember your shiloh? Go ahead. Wow! That Shiloh was not answered at all. Go ahead. Because I said an Amud Aleph. What do you mean like I said an Aleph? Like we did in Shir yesterday. Tosus di Ramaskal what? Noctum. What did Tosus say di Ramaskal Noctum? Please get it down. Exactly. Tosus says they're not comparable. In this sugya, please get it down. This sugya is biyado. Because you can take the beeries off. If it's biyado, then dichui mikara is maybe not a dichui. It's not a dichui. But that sheds no light on Rabbi Shaila Yehuda on Amar Aleph when the date has to grow on its own. You're not in control of that. That's up for grabs. Maybe that type of dichui is a dichui. That type of dichui mikara is a dichui. And therefore, Tosh says nothing was answered. Absolutely zero. Nothing was answered. The Ron says it was answered. What's the Nekudas HaMachlaikis? I want you to get this down. What's the Nekudas HaMachlaikis? The Nekudas HaMachlaikis is, Tosfos says, as long as it's physically in your metzias that you can take the berries off, then that's called biyado. Is it usher? Yes, it's usher. Might even be an issue of your eyes. You know what the Ron says? If it's usher, that's not considered to be biyado. The Ron looks at the halacha. The Ron says you look at the halacha, and the halacha says it's usher. And therefore, if it's usher, it's lav biyado. And therefore, it's lav biyado. They're on the same level. They're on the same conceptual what? Tier. And therefore I can answer. And I can say that the Shiloh and Amud Beis of Anav Meruvav can answer up the Shiloh also about tomorrow. Because they're both considered to be Lav Piyotam. I can take the berries off, but halachically it's also. That's the Nakuda we want to say. It's the Machlech between the Ron and Tisus. Were both Shilohs unanswered like Tisus, and it remains the Bible of Ifshito? Or do you say like the Ron that says no? One half was answered. Because they are on the same plane. Is it one biyoto, one not biyoto, like Matthew said? No. According to the Ron, it's not biyoto because it's usher to do. And because it's usher to do, that makes it lav biyoto. And therefore, dichu mikara is lav dichu, we've answered that. We've proven that. That's the machlokes I want you to get. The Ron will agree, though, the best case of biyoto is when it's completely mutter, like in the case of what? Kabbalah stam by the Tsar. That's biyoto mamish because there's no isser at all. That's what the Ron says is biyado mamish. So if I ask you, lamaskane, what is the din? Is dichu mikara havi dichu or not? According to Tosfos, tibayin lo ifshuto. I don't know. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Shaila remains open. Nira v'nircha v'nira also remains open, according to Tosfos. What do you mean? Why can't we answer the Shaila also Baltimore from this case? Because this case is not lamaisa. This case is biyado physically. So when is dichui mikara havi dichui? When is dichui mikara havi dichui? When it's biyado, according to Tosfos. But Rabbi Yirmiyahu Shaila was something where it was not biyado. So the only case of dichui mikara is a dichui, according to Tosfos, is when it's what? Is when it's what? Is when it's biyado. Now, according to Tosfos, Adam, what is biyado mamish? Like the case in... But what is the case of biyado mamish? Even Tosfos said, I'm going to have to Kabbalah Saddam. That's not even called a dichui. In Tosfos' scheme, that's not even called a dichui. You follow me? According to the Ron, Lamaisa, the Ron is saying that the answer is, it was answered, because it's usher to do. Lamaisa, since it's usher to do, that's like the case of what? La biyoto on Omer Aleph. Whereas Lamaisa, the case of the Kabbalah's Dam, according to him, is also not going to be considered to be a dichui. It's not a dichui at all. It's biyoto legamri. According to the Ron, unless you look at the halacha. Everyone got this? Matthew, you got this, Clore? I'm going to say it one more time. You guys got to get this. Donnie, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Shaila was twofold. Dichui mikar, is it dichui or not? Was it answered or not? According to the Ron, it was answered. Why? Dichui mikar is not a dichui. But why is it answered? Because even though I can physically take the beers off, but it's usher for me to do. That's la biyoto, Amud Aleph also la biyoto. And it says that it's kosher. So it must be the dichui mikar, it's not a dichui. What about nira v'nircha v'nira, according to the Ron? That was unanswered. What about according to Tosfos? Tosfos, nothing was answered. Dichui mikara, is that a dichui or not? I don't know. Why don't you know? Says it here that it's a dichui, but this is different. This is biyoto. But you're not allowed to do it. I don't care. Physically, as long as I do it, it makes it biyoto. Physically, as long as it makes a biyoto. Whereas the case of Zvachim, which is not even usher, that's not even called a dichui. So that's the chiddush we want to suggest. Now I want you to get this, okay? I want you to get this. This is an unbelievable nakuda we must get. Please get this. I want you to get this. I want to be masber now, the Havamina and the Maskana. Matthew, let's get this. I'm glad you just came back in. Because I want you to get this razzle-dazzle, Havamina Maskana. Please get it. It's unbelievable. We had said in Shir, a few days, we said it twice, and Matthew showed it to me again and said, the Ritva says, B'Shem Rabbi Yitzhav. The Ritva made the following Kol Shekein. If something is, what is the Ritva's Lashon? It's beautiful. He says, B'Shem is Rabbi Yitzhav. What does the Ritva say? He says, which more is mistaber to be puzzled? It's much more mistaber to puzzle a dover that's near of a nidcha, because you're in the parsha, you're in the ballpark, and it's nidchit, so it registers. If that's lamaisa, since yatsim in a klal, once it's done, it's done. But something that's not what? Something that's never ra'ui, maybe I would think that would never be puzzled. So basically, what did he want to say? If you hold dichui mi'ikara, is a what? Matthew, is a dichui, how much more is you going to say nirav and nidcha is a what? Is a dichui. Yes, remember the Ritva's Kol Shekein? The Ritva said it's much more mistaber lamaisa to say that davar shenirav and nidcha, if you're in the parsha, nidcha is a problem. Whereas maybe when you start off lamaisa, then maybe it's not a problem because you never were in the parsha. Yes? Okay, everyone got that? Now I want you to follow this. Matthew, I want you to follow this. Let's get this. We're going to now say an unbelievable mahalach with the Havin and the Maskana is in the following vein. This is what the Pnei Yeshua and the Kappas tomorrow say. What did the Gemara hold, Svi, before El Alav, in this segment? When did it become black? Anir of Yontif, yes? That turned out to be the Maskana. But what did the Gemara hold at that point? That Dichui Mikara should not be what? Should not be Dichui. Now listen to this. Listen to this. The Mishnah's talking about it came black Anir of Yontif. So Dichui Mikara is not a Dichui. If Dichui Mikara is not a Dichui, Then Kol Shekein what? Dichui Mikar is not a Dichui. If it wasn't in the realm, and it doesn't mess you up. Kol Shekein near Vinich is not Dichui. That's the opposite of what the Ritva said. But this is how we want to master the Havamina. You got to get this down. This is Mamish unbelievable lumdus. The Havamina is that if it's what? If it's black in here of Yom Tov, that's Dichui Mikar is not Dichui. Dichui Mikar is not a Dichui. If beforehand it didn't register as a dichui. So Kol Shekein, when you're in the parsha, it shouldn't register as a dichui. You hear that, Kol Shekein? You can hear it a little bit. At least I'm in the parsha. Something that's in the realm, Lamaisa, is not a dichui. So Kol Shekein, if I'm in the realm, it shouldn't be considered to be a dichui. So at least I'm in the realm, you know. At least I'm in the ballpark. I'm closer to getting it done. You hear it a little bit, Adam? I'm closing to get it done. I'm in the ballpark. See, if I'm never in the ballpark, you're going to tell me that that's what? That's not a dichui. Didn't bother me. Well, you never were close. So if you never were close and you still say it's a nothing, so how much more so when I'm closer, when I'm in the ballpark, it shouldn't be a rejection. You hear that a little bit? No. Okay, I want you to, we're going to go the other way. But I want you to understand this at first. You understand it? If you're not in the ballpark and there was a problem and you viewed it as not being a problem, right? It's like a magnet. If I'm closer to getting it done, so Lamaisa, if I'm very far from getting it done and I still trounce any problem, so how much more so when I'm closer to getting it done, when I'm in the stadium, I should trounce anything that could be a problem. You can hear that. You don't hear that? That's the Havamina. So Mimela, it comes out, that's the Havamina. So in the Havamina, the Gemara, what is the Gemara saying? You guys tell me, what in the Havamina of the Gemara, what is the Gemara saying? You know what the Gemara is saying? Donnie, the Gemara says you can answer both Shilas. When it says, Tifshot mi na svi mi kara dichui mi kara lo havi dichui, if dichui mi kara is lo havi dichui, then what? Then Kol Shekein near of a nidchui will not be a dichui. You understand what I'm saying? The Gemara at this point is saying you can answer what? You can answer maybe even both and say none of them are problems. Then the Gemara says, no, El Alav Svi. What is El Alav? What is El Alav? That it became black when? On Yontif itself. So when the Gemara now makes an about face and says what? What are we talking about? Nirav Inidcha. What is Nirav Inidcha? Nirav Inidcha is not a Dichui. Nirav Inidcha is not a Dichui. But something that never was Ra'ui, maybe there could be a Dichui. Maybe there could be a dichui. You follow me? We're breaking that now. You understand what I'm saying, Matthew? In other words, we try to say in the shiloh, guys, let's get this. In the shiloh, we're trying to answer both. You understand what I'm saying? Adam from the Kal Vachomer. The Kal Vachomer is, I'm far away from the stadium, and I say a potential problem, I trounce and say it's not a problem. So when I'm in the stadium, for sure what? That's not going to be a problem. So we thought at first we're answering both. The Gemara backs out of it and says what? It became black on Yontif. What does black on Yontif mean? It was Nira, Vinincha, Vinira. And what does it say? Only that's not a problem. But what might be a problem? Dichui Mikara might be a problem because you weren't close. We'll allow something when you're close not to be a problem, trounce it. But when you're far away, maybe what? When you're far away, Matthew, what will we say? When you're far away, from my side, maybe it's a problem. You understand what I'm saying? Again, please get this. Focus. Focus. In the Havamin of the Gemara said what? That when you're what? When you're Dichui Mikara, and you're far away from it, and you say it's still not a problem, you trounce it. So how much more so when you're closer, Venir Venicha, you'll trounce and won't be a problem. That we thought in the Havamin to answer both shayos. Then the Gemara says, no way. It became black on Yontif. If it became black on Yontif, what is that? That's Nira, Vinicha, Vinira. That's where it's not a problem. When I'm close by, we'll trounce since it's not a problem. But when you're far away, when it's Dichui Mikar, maybe it is a Dichui. That's what the Gemara is rejecting. Then the Gemara says, what? Lo. What does lo mean? Tzvi. What does lo mean? Lo, liolam, what is it? The Eshkor Mikar, we're going back to 1-2, then 1. 1-2-1. Not a defense in basketball. A way to describe the love of those, a way to describe the Havamin, the Moscona. 1-2-1. We go back. What do you go back? I know there are five players in basketball, Simi. Don't start. 1-2-1. Okay? Okay, you got me?
That's why it's not.
You got what I'm saying? So what's the Moscona? What's the Moscona? You got me, Simi? Listen. What's the Moscona? Donnie, what's the Moscona? The Gemara says, Pum Fakert. It says like the Ritva B'Shem Rabosov. What's the maskana? You say Asfar Afucha. That a Davrish Shanira Venidcha is what? What is the maskana? It became black originally. If it became black originally, what's that called? That's called Dichui Mikara. So therefore what? Davrish that's a Nira Venidcha, there is a greater Chisaron when you're in the stadium and you get trounced. That's a greater Chisaron than being outside the stadium. We're going back to what we said in the Ritva like we originally been saying the last few days. And we say Dichui Mikara is not a Dichui, because that's because it's too far away. But if you're in the Parsha and you have a problem, we can't trounce it. It's maybe we cannot trounce it. So what I'm saying in the Maskana is Gemara turns around, Pum Fakert. And therefore I can establish the Mishnah Eshkor became black and air of Yontif. And therefore it's only a riot to Dichui Mikara. You hear how I'm describing the Havamin in the Maskana? In the Lomdis? That's how we're reading the Gemara. The Bnei Hoshua and the Kapas Tmorin. It's Moiridik. We're breaking it down. That the Gemara says, low, low means low in a big way. No, you got it wrong. Fakert. When you're in the stadium, and there's a problem, it's much more pronounced. It's much more pronounced. So in the case of what? Mikar lamaisa. It became black on what? Erev Yontif? So Dichui Mikar is not a Dichui. But when you're in the stadium, it was nearer, and then it became Nircha. That's more pronounced. Maybe that's Taka Dichui. That I don't know. That's like we've been saying all along for the Ritva. And that's what the Ritva said, remember? Ritva said, B'Shem Rabbi Yisuf. The way he said it is in exactly that vein as you brought it up, Lamaisa. As you brought it up, very nicely, Matthew. It's much more mistaber that some's near of a nidche, shenichvar nichnas, and it's puzzle, therefore it should be a problem. Whereas something that was never what roi, maybe it should never be a problem. That's exactly what the Ritva, what B'Shem Rabbi Yisuf is saying, Lafitha Maskana Sagamara. Yes, Matthew, what do you say? You got this?
I think, I know at least some of us might be a little confused, because I think the way like our logic, we're thinking about it is like, doesn't it make sense that the Ritva's Kal Vachomer should be backwards? Like, shouldn't you say like, if something Dichoy Me'ikra isn't a Dichoy, then Kal Vachomer, something that is Shayach, will be a Dichoy. Because
we're saying the closer you are to getting it right, and you there's a problem, that's a very pronounced problem. And therefore, if it's near a v'nircha, it's very possible v'nircha, that might be a dichui. But something that lamaisa never was what? never was in a situation where it ever could have been good, so it's always bad. So I'm not bothered by it. When it turns good, it'll be good. It'll be gavaltic. That's the reasoning of the Ritva. And that's exactly the Maskana. That's exactly the Maskana. What you were saying was the Havamina of the first stage. We were saying, you're right. Lemaisa, if you want, if you are closer to the thing, then Lemaisa will trounce the problem. If I'm farther away, maybe I don't have the ability to trounce the problem. Okay, I like the riff of the Maskana much better. That when you're closer and there's a problem, it's much more pronounced. It's much more pronounced. Whereas Dichui Mikar, I don't have to deal with it. Now that it's good, it's good.
But
that's what we want to suggest.
The way I'm thinking about it is like, imagine you're at the schoolyard and the guy says, like, everyone come to the court in like your basketball clothes, right? One guy comes like in a suit and a tie and Shabbos clothing, and some guy comes wearing like sweatpants, sneakers, and a shirt, right?
Right.
Like the guy who's wearing a suit, he's there's not enough of him, the guy can play the game. He's out. He's rejected. He's done. Dichui Mikar. He's out. Whereas the guy who comes a little bit in the wrong clothing.
No, I'll respond with your example. Let's say I said, I want everyone to bring blue sneakers. So the guy's wearing a Shabbos suit with the Shabbos shoes? No. Lemaisa, change, and maybe Lemaisa, I don't know. We would have the guys who came in their sweats and Badavka took white sneakers, they're done. You hear what I'm saying? Whereas the guy who came, because it's a good swear to say, the guy who came in the suit never registered. So now that he comes and he puts on his blue sneakers, he's great.
He wasn't a zero, he was an NA.
Exactly. It wasn't shaykh, it was like a blank. That's the Maskana according to the Ritva. That's the Maskana according to the Ritva.
Okay.
That's the Chiddush. The Havamina is the other way. But I think it's very mustabah like the Ritva. The closer you get, when you're in the stadium, you got a problem. Then you got to deal. It's much more pronounced. If you're far away and there's a problem, that doesn't bother me, Lemaisa. So it's possible to say that Dichui Mikar is not a Dichui, but when you get in the stadium, it might be. That's the Maskana. The Havamina was the other way. Okay? That's the Chiddush you want to bring up. Now, there's a Rashi here, Zvi. Let's read this Rashi closely, because I got a big problem with it. I don't really have an answer. Maybe you guys will help me. I asked Rabbi Sobolovsky, he told me he didn't understand. He said it was a great kasha. He also didn't understand it. Look at this Rashi closely, okay? Guys, I want you to look at it. Look at Rashi, the Eshkur B'yomtiv, okay? That was the step where what? In the middle. That was the 1-2 before it became 1, okay? That was the step. I think they actually do talk about that in the defense. I've recently heard it on the radio. Even though there are five guys, there's one guy you ignore, like the center. But what do the other four guys do? Okay? All right, go ahead. Ella the what? Ella the Eshkor B'yomtiv. So it started off, Yontif was green. Then it got what? It got black on Yontif, and then what? Right? It started off Yontif. It was near a B'yomtiv. Then v'nidcha kishchiru, and then it got good again because I took off the berries. So that's nira v'nidcha v'nira. Go ahead. Shema mina chule. That was the Gemara's kasha. Shema mina. We should learn from there that what? Shema mina. We should learn from there that nira v'nidcha v'nira is not a problem. Go ahead. Look at this Rashi, guys. Now look, please look. Kiva, look inside. Go ahead. Tifsho what? Tifsho mina. Chule. Read the tifsho mina chule.
Tifsho mina chule.
Chule, not vichule, chule.
Chule.
Yeah, go ahead.
Divided it, dachoy mekara, adif, menira.
Why is that? He's saying exactly what we said. Dichu mekara is much better than nirvanich. What does much better mean?
It's more mistaber
that it's not a problem. Excellent, Matthew. Because you're far away from it. You're not in the parsha. Go ahead. Dema.
Dema, shalom nira, de mitzvah me'ola. Adasha.
Now that it was not near the mitzvah miolam ad achshav until now, because now it go ahead when yontif go ahead hashda. Now it's fine, so it's fine. So I shouldn't be worried about what happened before. It wasn't like it was in the parsha. So therefore the mice is very good. So let me be tivshu minei the dichui mikar is not a dichui. Go ahead.
The habeki korban shehukdash achshav mitchilaso mechusar zman haya.
What does that mean, guys? What does that mean in Rashi? He's meaning a muscle.
It's
like a korban that you're makdish now, but originally it was mechusar zman. Now, what did we say the din is? Miyom hashmini v'hala yeratza. You cannot bring a korban in its life unless it's still 8 days old. It's a pasuk in Chumash. Miyom hashmini v'hala yeratza l'Hashem. Yes? Yeratza korban l'Hashem. So I think what he's saying is that even though the first 7 days it was mechusar zman, but when I'm makdish it now at day 8, it's fine. So what's Rashi trying to give a muscle to? That this is an example of Dichu Mi'ikara. So what did I always tell you, Adam? To be called Dichu Mi'ikara, you still got to be what? You got to be in the ballpark to be called a Dichui, right? Why is the first 7 days even the ballpark? Should be a blank, like we said in the beginning of Shir Lagabi Milu. Should be a blank. You understand my kasha? This Rashi's a Pella. I looked around. I had no one even comments on it. No one even comments on it. I don't understand the muscle of Rashi. Why is that called Dichli Mi'ikara? It shouldn't even be Milo or Moira that time. I don't know, unless you say the following. I was thinking that you cannot bring a mock of an animal that's dead. You have to be shecht an animal that is alive. You start the whole process. So in other words, an animal's still got to be alive. So the first 7 days of his life, I will call it a what? I will call that in the ballpark, because it has to be alive at least. So from the perspective of an animal having to be alive, the first 7 days are called the Dichui Mi'ikara. Lamaisa, when I'm makdishin on day 8, it's not a problem. Because it's Dichui Mi'ikara, is not a Dichui. Why is that called Dichui Mi'ikara? Because I need a live animal to start the process. So it was can be registered Adam as a Dichui, but a Dichui Mi'ikara is not a Dichui. Because the ballpark really starts at day 8 when I'm makdishin. Now why don't you say it's not even what? It's like the case of the blood with the czar, which it shouldn't even be called a what? A Dichui, because Rashi's just trying to give you this marshal. That's the only thing I have in mind to say. For the Rashi. Does that, Matthew, you got what my problem is? I think that's what you got to say for Rashi. Finish it up, Aval what? Aval? Oh, but if it's near the mitzvah, nidchem menu, maybe a taka would be Dichui. It could be. We don't know. It's in the Bible of Shittu. Okay? So what do we got here, guys? You got how to learn this? That's I'm a little bit bothered by this muscle, this muscle in Rashi. You got to be lamdan to me when someone's telling you, I'm learning Lulav HaGazel. Yeah? You're learning Lulav HaGazel? What's Pshat Rashi when Rashi gives that muscle? Then you'll know if the guy's learning Lulav HaGazel. Give me the business you're learning Lulav HaGazel. You might be learning Lulav HaGazel, but are you really learning Lulav HaGazel? Right? That's what I'm bothered by with this Rashi. We cannot skim. I think maybe you could say maybe from the life of the animal. Maybe you could say like that. Okay.
Is Rashi held towards anything on this?
I didn't look around and didn't say anything. Lamais. I don't know. I looked in the Yotzim Mefarshei Talmud, nothing in the Sifta. Okay. They asked Rav Shech to bring that. Okay, you got this now? Listen. Adam asked me a kasha in Seder, and I didn't have a chance to say it over yesterday in Shir, so we'll get to it now. We got a lot. Let's go, guys. What happened to Mitzvah Bob Aver, this whole sugya? Mitzvah Bob Aver is missing. Yes? What do you mean it's missing? Ha'avr v'lakdan, yirum ha'chal yantif. So Adam asked me this kasha. So Baruch Hashem r'machavit to the teretz. I want you to get this. Who asked this?
Was Hadas Ritzroi?
Definitely Ritzroi, Arba Minim. But Lemaisa, let's give another teretz. This is what I was thinking. The Mordechai Shimon Shin Mem Zayim Hashem Riva says like this. He says there's no problem of mitzvah baba aveira. He doesn't say why. So I want to say like this. And the Shara Melech says like this. You remember a long time ago? Not so long. It wasn't so long ago. Long time ago, you know.
Galaxy far, far away.
The words right out of my mouth. Abdul of Abdullah.
I'll take the
In the Torah. Listen to this. Listen to this. It was only before the Bechinah. Do you remember we had a Yerushalmi and Shabbos? Famous Yerushalmi and Shabbos, the Rav made famous. Let's say a guy's Machal Shabbos, he tears Kriya on Shabbos. Here one of his loved ones died. It's still kosher. Because the Aveira is extrinsic. Let's say you carry Arba Amos, the Matzah, in Rosh Hashanah, where there's no Erev. Friday night Seder, you can bring your Matzahs. Are you Yotzah in the midst of Matzah? Yes, because the Aveira is extraneous. It's extrinsic. It's not a din in the Chefza. In order to say Mitzvah Baba Aveira, it's got to be a din in the Chefza. And that's what he says here. He says, even though the Aveira is called Shabbos, the Kufa Maisa is only also Makos Dov Raker. Therefore, you don't say mitzvah baba aveira. There's no issur in the hadas itself. You took the berries off. It's external. Plus the fact the Yad David says there's no mitzvah baba aveira because he has another Hoshana. So it's not really an aveira. It's not really a tikkun. Why is it not a tikkun? What does a tikkun mean? Everything's subjectivity. This is halachic fixing, yes? What do you mean? It's not halachic fixing because they have another Yoshana. He just doesn't like berries. He wants to feed his dog the berries. So we don't call that what an aveir. We'll get to that when we get to the sugya and vayter in the sugya where that's chil yontif. What's another answer? How many answers we have so far?
Two.
Svasemis says, you know what the svar is? What did Tosfos say on Daf Lamed? You remember? What did Tosfos say on Daf Lamed? After what? After the aveira, the top Tosfos, like Matthew's saying. No, the bottom Tosfos I'm saying. What did Tosfos say? What was the sheet of the re?
Doesn't go to the
once you say a kinyan, it doesn't continue. Rabbi Natan said it continued, but the re said it doesn't continue. So to hear, once you do the aveira, you're done. Came in b'shas mitzvah, not over the aveira, it doesn't continue. You don't say mitzvah above aveira continues after the kinyan. You don't say mitzvah above aveira continues after what? After the aveira. And what does the Teferis Yisrael say? It's not mitzvah aveira because you're just removing a maniyah. What's a maniyah? A prevention, the berries. So that's not called the mitzvah above aveira. So how many svaras do we say?
Four.
We said four svaras. Okay? We said four svaras. You could also say you could be located without being over an aveira. Right? Because you have another Hoshana Lamaisa. Since he has a Hoshana, he's doing it L'Achila. Even though he's Lakab Isser, but he could have been located without being over an aveira.
Yeah.
Below Labor Aveira. How could he be located without over aveira? Because he had another Hoshana. To be yotz in the mitzvah without being over the aveira, so he's being he has another oshana. He's trying to gather it for food. So even if he's lucky to iser, it's not a mitzvah above aveira because why? He could have been located without being over the aveira. How can he be located without over the aveira? How can he be located? He could eat off of it. That still would be a problem. I'm not sure what that means. What do you mean he can be located without an aveira? But these are the four svaras. Again, number one, it's not a din in the chef, so the aveira is external, dani, extrinsic. Yes. What's number two? Not really an aveira because why? He has another Hoshana. Number three, what? Doesn't continue after the aveira. And number four, you're removing a Raminiyah. You're removing a Raminiyah. And Lamaisa, this is the pshat why Mitzvah Bab Aveira doesn't come up. Yes, Yehuda, go ahead, real quick.
What does that mean that the Mitzvah Bab Aveira doesn't continue after the aveira?
Remember we said this, Machlej Rabbeinu Tam Ri, once you made a Kinyan Gzela, does Mitzvah Bab Aveira continue afterwards? Rabbeinu Tam said it does, let's say by a third guy. Rabbi Natan says it's a din in the Chefsa. The Ri said it's a din in the Gavra. Once you make Kinyanim on it, you're done.
Right, so in this situation, what would be equivalent to the din?
The Chil Shabbos. What would be the Chil Shabbos? So you don't say the Mitzvah Bavera continues after the Chil Shabbos. Okay. Lamai said that's a Chiddush. But he wants to say the Shara Melech, but Deichak, since you could have done the Mitzvah without being over in Aveira, meaning he had another Oshana, and Lamaika, you're like it, Letzorach Achila, you're not being, I got it, Lamai said. I got it. You know what? See, if you take the berries off with Tzorech Achila, it's already detached off the ground. The whole problem is a halachic tikkun mana. But when is it a problem a halachic tikkun mana? I'm taking off the berries to make it kosher. If I'm taking off the berries to eat, that's not a problem. That's not tikkun. You got what I'm saying? It's a halachic tikkun that I'm making this kosher now, but I'm not doing it to make it kosher. You follow what I'm doing? It to eat. So he wants to say it's a mitzvah b'aveira. It's not a mitzvah b'aveira because why? Because I could do the mitzvah without being over an aveira. Only when the aveira is crucial, like you said, the top tzitzis. I was quoting the bottom tzitzis, Akhani B'Avish. You're quoting the top of Mishu Mitzvah Baba Aveira. So you got to even know the Dira Maskels, man. How do I know that? I just saw it. You have to be honest. Okay, you got it? Go ahead. Adam, quick.
But isn't this so good, Albert Milatin, like you did in aveira? It's not where you're just talking about to eat
it. What'd you say?
This whole sugi is Albert Belafin.
Right, but maybe I can make an ukin for that and another whole shana around.
No,
and I'm working on this one to eat. It's an ukimta, I agree. I understand that, but the cases where I had another Oshana would have been fine. So what I'm doing, though, I view it halakhically, I'm doing it because I want the berries to eat or feed my dog. You're right, it's a great kasha. But I'm saying you could make such an ukimta. Okay, last nakuda, guys, let's get it. So much what we got to do, though, okay? But let's finish up with this. The sugya. Yeah. Seven.
Eight.
All right, you ready? Matthew wants to go vayter. It's fine with me, guys. All right, you ready? Listen to this. There's a sugya in Shas. I think we once mentioned it. Maybe not this semester. On Tmura. Mesechus Tmura on Gimel Amud Beis. Machlokes Rav and Abaye. Whenever you're over an Isser in the Torah, is it Mahani? Is it Chal or not Chal? What does Rava say? E oven, low Mahani. Tamura, Gimel, and Beis. What does Abaye say? Idi Avin, Mahani. It works. What's it doing in Tamura? What is Tamura? Your Makdish Behem A. I want to switch the Kedusha of Behem B.
You have to do both now.
Does it work or not? Yet, you're not allowed to do it. Lo Yamir V'lo Yachlefenu. But if it, who Tamura Yiyah? But it works.
And you have to bring both.
So there's a sugya, like a four-blot sugya, back and forth. So Abaye says, you see, I'm right. It works. Rava says a special exception. Suggests a kosov. All their topics, not chav. You follow what I'm saying? I have a kasha for you. Whenever there's a machlis Rava and Abaye and Shas, who do we hold like? Rava. Except for, it's not one of the apigams. You hold like Rava. Iyavid lo mahani. Let me ask you a kasha. This is my right kasha. Close here with this. You get this down, Akiva. Why is Avr Velachtan kosher? Iyavid lo mahani. You pluck those berries off. You're over this in the Arise on Yontif, according to some Rishon or Drabana. And we say Iyavid lo mahani, even in Drabana, from Ksubis Pe'al from Rav. Rabbi Kibager quotes. Ksubis Pe'al from Rav. Iyavid lo mahani, even in this in Drabana. Even if you learn this in Drabana. If you plucked it, why is it kosher? It should not be cha. And therefore it should not machsher this hadas. E Ovid lo mahani. The Tiferes Yisrael asked this kasher on the Mishnayos. Why is it kosher? E Ovid lo mahani. It shouldn't be chal halachically. Now, when I first saw this kasher, what does this topic discuss? Chaluyos, halachic statuses. This is totally mitzias. Are there more berries or leaves? Okay, he doesn't give that answer. Because I think what he's saying is that halachically, if it's deemed usser, then your taking off the berries maybe shouldn't be viewed as a what? Shouldn't be viewed as a deduction of the berries. It's a chiddush though. I thought this is totally, this is only chaluyos. Like tmur is a chalos, not a mitzias. This is a mitzias. The bottom line is there are more leaves than berries now. So what's the kasha? He still asked the kasha though. He still asked the kasha. He must have understood, you know what? Halachically, when Yontif began, this was puzzle. You did something to it that Metzias makes it good, but halachically, it's a full problem. So what's the answer if you assume it's kasha?
No, but isn't that a problematic answer out to the Mishnah that says,
it says kosher. Why is it kosher?
No, the Mishnah says it's kosher, so clearly...
I'm asking.
No, I'm saying, but halachically, the reality identifies that you've changed its status halachically.
I understand, but he's asking why. He's asking, shouldn't be chal. That's what he's challenging. So I'm saying that Yavid Lo Mahani, that topic only depends on Chaluyos. And it doesn't depend on Metzius. And this topic is Metzius, like you're saying.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, he still has the Kasha. So I want to give the following two Terutzim. Let's get it. Number one answer is based on the Shach. You never say Yavid Lo Mahani and Issa that's Taluyan Zman. When is it us to pluck off the berries? Only when? Only when? Only when? On Shabbos and Yontif. During the week it's permissible. Iyavid lo mahani is only said when it's usher every day of the week. And since it's what? Since it's only usher on it because of a day, we don't see Iyavid lo mahani. Okay? We don't see Iyavid lo mahani. You got it? What's the other answer? The other answer is say Iyavid lo mahani only when what? There's another answer based on the Ma'arit. It's based on a Marit. You only see Yavid Lo Mahani is when what? Is when by you saying Lo Mahani, you save yourself from the Isser. You save yourself from the Isser. But here, you still were over the Isser. If you hold what? Mir Anavav, Yavid Lo Mahani, what's the din? B'mitzias, you still plucked off what? You still plucked off what?
Berries.
You still plucked off berries. So you were not Misak in the Isser. So I want to suggest like this. This is really fascinating, guys. If you think about it much more. Rav Shechter once asked this on the Bechina. I was the only one who got it right. I was lucky. Remember I told you this?
Because
Magbiya Arnik and the Maritzkayas. If you lift up a wallet on Shabbos, what's the din? Magbiya Arnik and Shabbos is Kona. Why is it Kona? You're not allowed to make Kinyonim on Shabbos. Why don't you see Evid Lomahani? What's the answer? If it's Tali Bizman. So that's what I'm saying. This is Tali. What is this? What is this enterprise here? It's not detached from the ground. It's on the stem. The only reason why it's a problem is because it's a halachic problem. They're making it kosher now. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's why it's not totally mitzvahs. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's why it's not totally mitzvahs. I was wrong. It's not totally mitzvahs. Taking the berries off the leaves is only a problem if what? What is the problem? It's only a problem if it's making it kosher for hadas. It's not detached from the ground of a mitzvahs. The only reason why it's kosher is because it's already detached from the ground. The only reason why it's kosher is because I'm making kosher for lulav. So that's a what? That's a halachic entity. Then the kasha yavad lomani is a good kasha. The answer is it's totally bizman. And it would be misak in this. So I don't understand that second teretz. I'm saying it would be misak in this. Okay, tomorrow we have to go with that the shiloh about hidur and also about manur. Everyone have a wonderful day. A good chayyus to it. Please recommend that bread. Don't forget yavad yavad. Akiva. Akiva.